亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚唱的是诗歌，你唱的时候里面有什么感动？
Dear brothers and sisters, the hymn we just sang, when you sang it, is there any feeling touch in your heart?
我们看见这个诗歌讲到我们主耶稣的可爱，他的甘甜，他的美丽。
Here we see that this hymn speaks of our Lord's beauty, His sweetness, and His loveliness.
做事的人说，巴不得我们立刻就被提到他可爱的身边。
And the hymn writer said, if only that we would be raptured right away to be at His side.
但是，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你有没有想一想，你今天有多少主耶稣的可爱，有多少主耶稣的甘甜，你今天有多少主耶稣基督的那个美丽。
But beloved, have you ever thought of this today, right now, how much of the loveliness, sweetness, and His beauty is in you?
我想我的题目就是主耶稣基督里面的那吃不透的。
And my theme is the unsearchable riches in Christ.
这首诗歌实在同我讲的题目很配合。
This hymn resonates so well with my theme.
巴不得我们能够得到主耶稣那吃不透的一切的那个丰富。
If only that we will all attain this unsearchable riches of Christ.
我们一天天的改变。一天天的变化。
And daily will be changed and transformed.
好，我们来读几处圣经。
Now shall we read a few passages in the Bible?
我们第一处，我们来看《使徒行传》第三章。
First Act 3.
我想这是彼得第二次的布道大会，向着群众。
This is Peter's second evangelical meeting toward the multitude.
第一次叫五旬节。
First meeting was at the Pentecost.
有三千的人因着他的见证蒙恩得救。
And 3,000 people repented and were saved because of Peter's testimony.
我们看见第三章就是第二次，我们看见有五千的人悔改归正。
And here in chapter 3, this is Peter's second evangelical meeting, and here we see 5,000 people repented and returned.
好，我们来读一段。
So now we will read one passage.
我们看第三章的第十五节。
3:15.
你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了。我们都是为着这个事做见证。我们应信他的名。
16.
他的名并叫你们所看见所认识的这人见状了，正是他所赐的信心，叫这人在你们众人的面前全然好了。我想这个人我就在那门口那个生来的那个瘸腿的，因着那撒勒人耶稣的名，他起来完全好。
This man was born lame at the gate of Beautiful, and because of his faith in Christ, that he was made well completely.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
弟兄们，我晓得你们做这个事是出于不知，你们的官长也是如此。哎呀，彼得对着他们还是很包容啊。
Peter was very tolerant, bearing up with them because
你们都是无知啊，都是无知的。
He told them, you did it in ignorance.
但是神是做众先知的口预言基督将要受害，就这样应验了。
Verse 18.
虽然你们是无知，但是你们做这件事，把这位生命的主杀死了，这真是应验了旧约那些预言。
Even though you are ignorant, but still you have killed the Prince of Life, and this exactly fulfills the Old Testament prophecy.
应验了摩西先知的预言。
Fulfilled the prophecies of Moses.
应验了大卫王，虽然是王，他也是个先知的 那个预言。
Also fulfill the prophecy of David. Although he's a king, he's also a prophet.
他也应验了所有的先知，一直到马拉基。
He also fulfilled all the prophecies of all the prophets until Malachi.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
所以，你们现在当悔改了，悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主的面前来到。二十节。
Verse 20.
主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临，天必留他，等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来藉着圣先知的口所说的。这里又讲到那个预言早已经预言了，有一天要实现，主耶稣还要再来，什么时候再来？在万物复兴的时候，也是神预定给你们应许的那一位主耶稣，他要降临。
Verse 21 also tells us that the Christ will return again, which will fulfill all the prophecies of all the prophets. And at that time, the Lord God will send Jesus who was appointed for you.
不但主耶稣的定时事项是所有先知早已经预言的，主耶稣的再来也是所有的先知早已经预言了，已经讲到这些事了。
Not only is our Lord's crucifixion being prophesied by all the prophets, but also his coming back again is also being prophesied.
感谢主，今天我们的信仰都是有根有据的。
We thank the Lord that today our faith has a root and has a foundation.
就在神的话语上面。
And the root and the foundation are in God's word.
好，我们来看一处哥林多前书第十一章。
Now we will read of Corinthians chapter 11.
十五章。
Instead, 15.
弟兄姊妹，我念这段经文，弟兄姊妹，好的，要用一些，不要随便让它过去。这段经文，有时候很会的 confuse 我们。
Beloved, as I read this passage, pay close attention to it. Don't let it just go by lightly, because this passage sometimes could be very confusing.
这里讲到复活。
Here the passage speaks of resurrection.
22.
Verse
22. 在亚当里，众人都死了。在亚当里，众人都死了。
As in Adam, all die.
照样。在基督里，众人也都要复活。
Even so, in Christ, all shall be made alive.
但个人是按照自己的次序复活的。
But each one in his own order.
什么次序呢？
What order is this?
第一，出手的果子是基督，他第一个，首先从死里复活的。
First, Christ is the first fruit. He is the first one who is raised from the dead.
以后呢，在他来的时候，是哪一些人呢？哪一些属基督的
？Afterward, who are those? Those are Christ at his coming.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲的清楚不清楚啊
？Beloved, is it clearly stated here?
第一个是主耶稣复活。
First, the Lord Jesus Christ will be raised from the dead.
然后他来的时候，所有属于他的，所有被圣灵重生的。有基督生命的也都要复活。
And when he comes, all those who are born of the Spirit, who have his life within, will also be resurrected.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
这里我们要注意了啊。
Here, let's pay attention.
在后，末期到了。
Then comes the end.
那时，基督既然将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的。都毁灭了，就把国交与父神。
When he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么时候啊
？Beloved, when is this?
这不是他来的时候。
It's not at the time when he comes.
这是一千年过去了以后。
This is when the thousand year kingdom has passed.
然后主耶稣要把一切执政掌权的有能的都毁灭了。
And the Lord will put an end, abolish all the rule, the authority, and all the kingdom, all the rule, authority, and power.
就把国交于父神。
And then the Lord will deliver the kingdom to God the Father.
我们知道这就是今天新地。
And we know that this is the new heaven and new earth.
神在万物之上为万物祈祷，所有的秩序。
Then God is in all, then all the order is now restored.
所以这里是先讲到新天新地。
So here he speaks of the new heaven and new earth.
好，我们接下来看二十五节。
Now we continue to read 25.
这里有讲到回过来讲千年国度。
Now Paul comes back to talk about the millennium kingdom.
因为基督还是基督作王。
Here still Christ reigns.
等神把一切的仇敌都放在他的脚下。
Till he has put all enemies under his feet.
我想这是千年国度。
I believe this is the millennium kingdom.
进入了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
The last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
这里又讲到新天新地了嘛。
Again, he speaks of the new heaven and new earth.
就在新天新地，死就完全的结束了。仇敌死不再有了。就在新天新地没有死，就是在千年国度里面还有死，就是一百岁死的婴孩，还是个婴孩，但是在那里还有死。
Here it speaks of the new heaven and new earth because in the millennium kingdom, even people live up to 100 years old, that person is considered a babe, but still there is death. But here, the death is destroyed.
所以这是讲新天新地。
Therefore, Paul speaks of new heaven and new earth.
一下是千年国度，一下又是新天新地。
So here Paul speaks of new heaven, new earth, and the millennium, and he comes back to talk about new heaven, new earth again.
因为经上说神叫万物都伏在他的脚下，即使万物都伏了他，明显那叫万物伏他的不在其内。这里又讲到千年国度。
Verse 27, for he has put all things under his feet, but when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Again, verse 27 speaks of the millennium kingdom.
万物既服了他，那是子也要自己服，那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上，为万物之上。这里又讲到新天新地。
Verse 28, again, is the new heaven and new earth. Now, when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all.
弟兄姊妹，这个同启示录一样的。
Beloved, this is exactly the same as it said in Revelation.
为什么今天有很多人念启示录搞得非常的 confused?因为在哪里你一定要 掌握到一个原则，这里一样的，有些是把后面要发生的事放在前面，有些时候放前面的事放在后面，有时候又是重复的又讲这件事。
Now why is the Revelation seems so confusing to a lot of people who read it? You have to get hold of one principle, because in Revelation sometimes it speaks of things in latter timesSometimes it speaks of things that happened earlier. And other times, the author would come back to something which he has already said before.
所以这个我们一定要掌握这个。所以为什么今天人念启示录有这么多的辩论，这么多的争论，就是为着这个原因。
And that's why today there are so many controversies, disputes, arguments about the book of Revelation. So that's all get hold of this principle.
所以你去看 启示录的第二十一章就很清楚，先是讲新天新地，对不对？从第一节一直到 第八节完全是讲那个新天新地，但是到了第九节一直到底呢，又讲到千年的国度，这里就颠倒过来了，很清楚的，对不对？
Just as in chapter 21 of Revelation verses 1 to 8 first, it speaks of the new heaven and new earth, but toward the, from that verse on toward the end, it speaks of the millennium kingdom. So there is a reversion of the sequence.
我昨天还听见一个姊妹同我交通的时候，她说启示录里面羔羊的婚娶有两次啊。
Yesterday, I heard a sharing from a sister who said that in Revelation, the marriage of the lamb, there are twice.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，他就是没有把这个原则掌管。
Beloved, I believe she hasn't got hold, put a hand on this principle.
你去看第十九章讲到羔羊的婚娶，二十一章又提到羔羊的妻，好像这里有两次的婚姻的娶。这个羔羊的婚娶，对不对？
Because in chapter 19 you see the marriage of the lamb and the wife of the lamb, so you tend to think that there are two marriages here.
我想这一点我们念到哥林多前十五章，我们特别看到这个。
So here in 1 Corinthians 15, let's all see this principle that we have to get a hand on.
好，我们再来看一出启示录第十五章。
Now, Revelation 15.
第十五章，我们看见这些人在玻璃海上，第五节第三节，他们在唱神摩仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说主神全能者啊，你的作为大哉其哉，万世之王啊，你的道度一哉成哉，主啊，谁敢不敬畏你，不将荣耀归给你的名呢？
In chapter 5 we see a multitude of people standing on the sea of glass, and they sang the song of Moses, the bondservant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you? O Lord, glorify your name, for you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested.
这里为什么他们说谁敢不敬畏你，谁敢不把荣耀归给你的名呢？因为他是圣的，这是一个原因。还有一个原因，因为你公义的作为显现出来，这就是审判。
Now in verse 4, why do all these people say that who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? There are two reasons to it. One, for you alone are holy. Two, because your righteous acts have been manifested.
这个公义的作为就是说主的那个审判的那个权柄要彰显出来了，这是一个极大的一个荣耀。
And the righteous acts speak of the power of the Lord's judgment, which will be manifested. This is a tremendous glory.
主耶稣在门徒中间已经宣告说，父已经把这个审判的权柄已经给了我。
Among his disciples, our Lord Jesus has already declared that the authority of judgment has been given to me.
这是一个荣耀。
And this is glory.
好，最后我们看一出彼得后书。
Lastly, we will read 2 Peter.
这一段经文你读的时候也要注意啊，也会叫你 confuse 的。
Likewise, when you read this passage, you have to pay close attention to it because it's very confusing.
好吧，我们就多念一点八节，第八节。
So we will read a little bit more of the verses, starting from verse 8.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不要忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所允许的常未成就。有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，这个你们包含着教会神的儿女，这是你们，对不对？
The Lord, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards you. This you includes all the children of the church.
不要忘掉,
also,
现在弟兄姊妹, 主所以不来, 一个当然今天得救的人数还没有填满, 神是不愿意一个人承认, 愿意人人悔改, 也不要忘掉, 今天是对照神, 家中的神的儿女讲的。
And don't you forget this, the reason the Lord hasn't come back yet, one is because of the number of the people to be saved has not been completed yet. But the second reason is that the statement is directed toward the children of God. They're not ready yet.
不愿一人承认,那与人人都悔改。那日天必大有响声废去,有行者的都要被烈火消化。
Not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up.
弟兄姊妹, 和新天新地,地前要发生的事都混在一起了,对不对?
Beloved, this verse tells us the things when the Lord comes, the millennium, and also the new heaven, new earth. There are all the things that are related to these are mixed together.
我看见报纸说,最近这些科学家,他们认为整个宇宙万物有一天都会毁灭掉的。
I recently read the newspaper in which the scientists say that one day all the creation of the universe will be destroyed.
当然,
of course, they have a figure of how many years later. But here we see the Lord has already pre-told us.
第十一节, 你们为人该当这样的圣洁，这样的敬虔，切切的仰望神的日子来到。在那日，天被火烧就消化了，有行者的都要被烈火融化。当我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有意居住在其中。亲爱的弟兄们们，你们既盼望这些事。 就当应许,使自己没有玷污,无可指责,安然尽主。我们低头祷告。Let's
bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主啊,在你的话一解开,就能够发出亮光。Oh
Lord, may your word be unfolded and it gives out light.
我们今天都站在你的跟前。Today
we are all standing in your presence.
父神感谢你儿子的宝血遮盖我们。Father
God, we thank you for your beloved son's precious blood which will cover us.
主，我们今天奉你爱子的名在这里聚会。Lord,
in your beloved son today we are gathered together.
万民之上的名。The
name which is above all names.
何等珍贵的名,荣耀的名,可畏的名。
How awesome, glorious, noble name this is. Today, in this name, we are gathered.
主我们敬拜,
Lord, we worship, thank you, and praise you.
当然照着你的应许,
According to your promise, be in our midst.
巴不得今天我们在这里都遇见了你。
If only today, right here, we could all meet you.
也叫你能够遇见我们,
so that you also could meet us.
主,这是我们所求的。
Oh Lord, this is what we seek.
主,求你夺我们的心,开我们里面的眼睛。
Oh Lord, capture our heart and open our inner eyes.
现在就把我们所有的破纸都能够除去。
Right now, remove all the veil of our heart so that we will turn our heart wholly unto you.
我们就能看见你的荣耀,看见你的宝座,看见你的权柄,看见你的珍贵。
Then we will see your glory, your throne, and your power and your preciousness. Be with your servant and with your maid. Be with their spirit. Make their inner spirit strong and living and fervent. Reign in your servant's heart.
让他所讲的每一句话都是出于你的。
So every word that he speaks comes from you.
就出于你的话，带着能力。
Because only the word that comes from you is with power.
带着权柄。
With authority.
就出于你口里面的话，没有一句是突然返回的。
Every word that goes forth from your mouth shall never return void.
感谢主，我们等候你。
We thank the Lord and we wait upon you.
主，我们等候活水，供应我们你的活水。
Oh Lord, we're waiting for the living water and provide us with this living water.
只有你那里有活水的泉源。
Because only in you is the springs of living waters.
主啊，我们仰望等候你。
Lord, we simply look unto you and wait for you.
叫我们中间饥饿的，因着你的话得到饱足。
So that who is hungry among us will be made full.
我们渴慕的里面能够得到知足。
And we who desire will be nourished within.
主，让我们再次得到复兴。
Oh Lord, once again revive us.
无力的心，软弱的手，都能够再次的坚强起来。
So that our feeble knees and the hand that hand down will be strengthened again.
我们等候仰望你。
We wait for you and look unto you.
我们祷告祈求，信耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们今天还是来交通基督那差不多的丰盛。我想这是第七讲。
Beloved, today we will continue our fellowship on the unsearchable riches of Christ, and I believe this is our seventh sharing.
我想什么是基督那差不多的丰富。
So what is the unsearchable riches of Christ?
我想在旧约的约书亚记已经给我们一个预表。
And in the book of Joshua in Old Testament, it gives us a type.
我们看见神为什么把以色列百姓带出埃及。最终的目的，把他们带进那个流奶与蜜之地，让他们能够得到全地的那个迦南美地，能够在那里享受，让他们能够经历。
Here we see why did God lead all the Israelites out of Egypt and let them go in and possess the land of Canaan, which is flow with milk and honey, because God wants them to enjoy and experience it.
并且让他们得着荣耀，在那一个地，在万国中是用荣耀的，让神得着荣耀，让他的子民、地上的选民能够得着荣耀。
And also, God wants them to be glorified because the land among all land is glory, so that all His people would possess it.
同样的，这就是预表着今天我们在基督里面要得着的那一切的丰盛，那就是迦南美地的所有的丰富。
So it likewise typifies all the riches in the land of Canaan is all the unsearchable riches in Christ Jesus.
我们能够得着基督那所有的性情和他的性格，他的美丽，他的可爱，他的甘甜，所有他的性情。
We will be able to attain to all the attributes and characters of Christ, all His beauty, loveliness.
有一天我们都能够磨成神儿子的那个形象。
And one day we will all be conformed to the image of God's Son.
我们能够全然的成圣，我们能够完全 sinless perfection.
We will be one day completely sanctified, and we will be sinlessly perfect.
有一天我们能够进入神的国。
One day we'll enter the kingdom of God.
彰显这样的一个荣耀。
To manifest glory like this.
第三家前书第一章第十二节保罗说，我对待你们就像父亲对待儿女一样。
First Thessalonians 1:12 says that the way I treat you like a father to his children.
为了什么呢？
For what?
为了让你们能够配得今生的国得到他的荣耀。
So that you would be worthy to enter his kingdom to obtain his glory.
弟兄姊妹，有天神要把我们带进他的国。
Beloved, one day God will lead us into His kingdom.
你就看见我们能够把基督一切的丰盛荣耀神圣完全能够从我们教会中能够彰显出来。
And you will see the church will be able to manifest all His riches, perfection, and glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是神拯救我们的目的。
Beloved, this is the reason that God has saved us.
我们感谢主，保罗在腓立比书第十二章啊，第三章十二节讲了非常的有。保罗说，所以你们要竭力的追求，忘记背后，努力面前，只有这一件事。
Therefore, we see in Philippians 3:12 that Paul says, "I have only one thing, that is to press on, forgetting what things.All the things that are behind, but reaching forward to the things that are ahead."
能够得着神从上面在基督里造我们要得着奖赏，这个奖赏就得着基督，完全的得着基督。
To press on for the goal of the upward call of God in Christ, and this prize is the complete manifestation of Christ.
你们要效法我。
So imitate me.
要像我一样的竭力追求。
Be like me to press on.
像我一样的忘记背后，努力面前，向着这个标杆直跑。
Be like me, forget what lies behind, and reaching forward to what lies ahead. Press on toward the goal.
保罗说：“我没有什么其他的事，我只有这一件事。”
And Paul says, "I have nothing else except this one thing."
叫你们努力，叫你们竭力追求，有一天你们要得着这个奖赏。
Just press on, strive.Forward, and one day you will receive this prize.
保罗非常有把握，非常肯定。
Paul was so positive and very assured.
弟兄姊妹，我想这也是神今天勉励我们的。
Beloved, I believe God is using the same word to encourage us today.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得我们都能够效法保罗。
Beloved, if only we could be imitating Paul.
我们怎么能够达到这个目的？
Then how can we actually achieve this goal?
今天看看我们的光景。
Today, as you consider our own conditions,
看看今天教会普遍的光景。
As you consider the prevalent situation among the churches,
主呢，怎么能够来成就他，拯救我们最重要达到的目的呢？
How can God actually accomplish the ultimate, the most important goal of His salvation?
弟兄姊妹，我们已经讲到以色列百姓。神拯救他要达到一个最终的目的，神怎么能够让他们达到最终的目的呢？接受审判。
Beloved, we talk about Israelites. God has saved them for an ultimate goal. How could He actually achieve this goal? It is through judgment.
我想我就讲了很多，不再重复。
And I have talked much about this judgment. So I will not repeat myself.
我也讲到了今天神创造万有有他的旨意的有他的目的的有他的计划的
And I also mentioned that today God has created all things because God has a will, has a plan, has a goal
我们看见启示录第四章二十四位长老在那里敬拜那位主宝座的时候你是配得珍贵荣耀的因为你创造了万有万有也是因着你旨意被造而有的
Because in Revelation 4, we read that the 24 elders fell down on their faces and worshiped God because they say, Worthy are you, our Lord, our God, to receive all honor, glory, and power because you have created all things and all things were created and existed because of your will.
神为什么要创造万有？他有个旨意的，有个目的的。但是怎么能够最终达到他的目的、实际的旨意、他的计划呢？
So God does have a goal, has a will when He created all things, but how could He actually achieve this final goal then that's through judgment?
神拣选我们
God has chosen us
让教会能够得到完全得到圣洁
So the church will be perfected and will be sanctified
最后也是接受审判
In the end, this is achieved also through judgment.
我想我今天可能没有时间讲到这一方面。
I don't believe today I will be touched upon this part.
为什么我们讲到审判呢?
Now, why do we talk about judgment?
因为我们讲到保罗虽然有这样一个荣耀的一个目标，荣耀的这件事，但是我们知道撒旦是不甘心的。
Because we talk about that, even though Paul has this glorious goal, this glorious one thing, but the Satan will never let Paul achieve it easily.
虽然保罗教我们只有这件事，但是撒旦要把我们所有的注意力焦点全部分散了。
Even though Paul says and tells us that there is only one thing that we are seeking after, but Satan will use all his means to distract us, to scatter our focus.
来引诱我们，误导我们，迷惑我们，让我们往其他的事上去追求。
He will tempt us, he will lead us, and he will make a detour, go detour way to other things.
把我们的精力，把我们的时间都浪费掉。
So we would waste all our energies and our time.
所以结果我们达不到神在我们身上的那个计划目的。
In the end, we're not able to achieve the will and plan God has for us.
我们讲到神，撒旦用三个方法。
And we mentioned that Satan usually used three methods.
简单的就是讲到主要有三个方法。
Well, basically, simply put, three methods.
我们上次第六讲，我们讲到那个犹太教的那个律法主义，教我们要完全，还要遵守摩西的律法，还要受割礼，等等等等。
In the sixth sharing last time, I talked about that it is through the Jews' legalism that even though we are saved, we still have to obey this and that in order to be wholly saved.
并且他也用作哥罗西书第二章那里讲了一段话，他说你们要谨慎，你们恐怕要被那一些理学、那些虚空的妄言，不照着基督，照着世上的小学、人间的遗传，把你们掳去了，把你们没有这个自由时间，去向着这个标杆直跑。
And also, I mentioned that the Colossians, it mentions that Paul says that, take heed that no one would defraud you with the philosophy's empty deceit, according to men's tradition, according to the basic principles of the world, that we won't be able to focus our attention on this only one thing.
第二个方面,
and the second thing, the method.
为恩典论, 为恩典讲恩典。
And the second method Satan uses is just grace only and alone.
就是说我们不需要那样认真地对待罪恶。
It tells us that we don't have to so seriously deal with our sins.
我们不需要认真地追求圣洁。
We don't have to be so seriously pursuing after holiness.
我们的肉体是败坏的，它总是要犯罪的。
Well, since our flesh is corrupt,It's meant to sin.
但是神的恩典总是能够遮盖这些的。
However, God's grace will always cover it.
到了主来的时候，我们就完全像他了。
So when the Lord returns, we will be made like Him.
弟兄姊妹，
Beloved,
迷惑了很多很多的。
This statement deceives so many people.
今天这个新约的时代，神不会的发怒，神不会的恨。神不会的审判，神就是爱，神就是怜悯，神就是恩典。
And they would say that in New Testament time that God will not be angry, God will not hate, it's all mercy, it's all grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我上次已经用很多的经文证明这些讲的都是谬论，不合乎真理的。
Last time, I have used so many verses to prove to you that all these statements are erroneous. They are not according to the truth.
今天神不审判吗?
Does God not judge today?
我就讲到了为什么我们讲审判讲了这么多。
And I said, why is it that I talk so much about judgment?
弟兄姊妹，圣经第一卷是创世纪。
Beloved, the very first book of the Bible is Genesis.
圣经最后66卷第66卷是启示录
and the Bible has 66 books the very last book is Revelation
启示录的主题讲什么
what is the theme of Revelation
当然主题是见证我们的主耶稣
of course it's the testimony of our Lord Jesus
见证他的什么
what do we testify of
见证他的主要是见证他的公义他的圣洁他的审判
Predominantly, we testify of His righteousness, His holiness, and of His judgment.
基督他的审判把他的荣耀完全彰显出来。
It is through judgment that his glory is totally manifested.
弟兄姊妹，你看圣经最后的几卷书都是讲到审判。
Beloved, actually, the very last few books of the Bible, they all speak of the judgment. If you take away the theme of judgment, then the very valued measure of all these books are not as heavy. And we talked about Revelation, which is written by John.
我们刚刚也念到了彼得书，主要的也是讲审判。
Which speaks of judgment, and also for Second Peter we read also speaks of judgment.
无论是前书后书，都讲到审判这个主题。
Judgment is the very thing of both First and Second Peter.
你去看犹大书讲什么？讲审判。
Consider Jude. What does it talk about? It talks about judgment.
雅各书、希伯来书、提摩太后书都讲到审判。
James, Hebrews, and Second Timothy, they all speak of judgment.
弟兄姊妹，你看见审判的重要吗？
So beloved, do you see the very importance of judgment?
是的，神的创造，我上次讲了，把神的荣耀、神的智慧、神的能力、神的爱都彰显了出来，借助他的创造。
Last time I said, through his creation, it manifests God's power, wisdom, love, and glory.
是借着创造彰显的。
And all this are displayed through his creation.
我们念罗马书第一章，我们就看到第十八节。
Here, as we read Romans 1:18,
他是怎么讲的？神的愤怒已经在天上显明了。
The wrath of God is revealed in heaven.
显在那一切不虔不义的人身上。
Upon all the, those who are unrighteous and ungodly.
就是那一些阻挡真理行不义的人。
Those who suppress the truth and practice lawlessness.
神的事情早已经显明在我们心里了，因为神早已经显明在每一个人的心里了。
What may be known of God is evident in us, for God has shown it to them.
自从造天地以来，神的圣能和圣性已经显明了出来，在他的创造的里面。
Since the creation of the world, God's eternal power and Godhead has already been seen clearly understood in his creative things.
虽然你眼不能看见这位神，但是随着他的创造，你就知道宇宙中间有一位神。
Even though you can see him through your eyes, but through the creation, you know there is this God in whole universe.
但是他们知道认识神，却不荣耀他。也不感谢他，这就是人类最大最大的悖逆的罪。
Even though they know God, but they do not glorify Him nor be thankful for Him, so this mankind's greatest and gravest sin, rebellious sin.
所以说这个罪，你就要到地狱里面去受永远的审判。
Because of this sin, you will enter into hell to suffer the eternal judgment.
离开这位荣耀的神。
From to depart from this glorious God,
直到永永永远
and forever and ever.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？神的创造，把神的神性和他的永能、他的 power、他的这些都彰显了出来。
So beloved, do you see that through God's creation, He has already manifested His divine power and His divine nature.
创世纪第十九章一开始讲。诸天述说你的荣耀，穹苍传扬你的手段。这段话
，In Psalms 19 it says, "The heaven declare your glory, the firmament your handiwork."
这就是借着他的创造。
And all this is through His creation.
借着他的创造，显明了神的慈爱。
And God's loving kindness is displayed in His creation.
你就看诗篇136篇26次提到。耶和华你的慈爱永远长存，对不对？26次提到。
Read Psalm 136, 26 times the psalmist says, "Your loving kindness is everlasting."
其中最少有6次提到他的创造。
And at least 6 times he mentions about God's creation.
你 创造天，因为你的慈爱永远长存。
You made the heavens, because your loving kindness is everlasting.
你创造大地，叫水在大地以上，在这里看见水和大地，因着你的慈爱。
You created the waters and laid the earth above the waters, and this is because of your loving kindness, which is eternal.
因着你创造大光，因着你的慈爱，永远长存。
Because you made the great light, your loving kindness is eternal.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，今天若是没有光，你看看这个世界有何等的恐怖，何等的可怕，没有光。
Beloved, should today there be no light, how terrifying and dreadful the whole world would become.
这个宇宙再美丽最好，没有光，你看看有何等的可怕。
As beautiful as this universe could be, if there is no light, it's simply horrifying.
因着你的大光，因着你的慈爱，永远长存。我们可以看见这个美丽的宇宙，我们可以看见各种各样的颜色，对不对？好美丽呀！
You made the great light, so we're able to see the multi color of this world, how beautiful it is, and therefore His loving kindness endures forever.
你创造日头，太阳，因着你的慈爱，永远长存。
You made the sun because your mercy endures forever.
哎呀，在这个冬天，你看看这个太阳何等的宝贵，在夏天你还不觉得，特别天冷的时候，哎呀，这个阳光实在是可爱，因为你的慈爱永远长存。
During the winter time, how precious is the sun? In the summer, you might not appreciate it, it's all because His loving kindness, which endures forever.
你创造星辰和月亮在晚上能够发出光来，因着你的慈爱，永远长存。
You made the moon and the stars so they could send out the light, and it is all because the loving kindness, which is everlasting.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们看见神的创造。
So beloved, you see God's creation.
但是创造是好。
Even though creation itself is good.
但是不能防止被孽，不能防止罪进到神那个创造的世界里面。
But you cannot deter our sin, iniquity, rebellion to come into the world.
什么时候罪能够除尽？
When can we put an end to sin?
什么能够把被孽除尽？
When can we abolish this iniquity?
借着审判。
Through judgment.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
等会我们会再讲到。
Later on, I will elaborate more on this.
弟兄姊妹，所以你看到审判讲神的审判是神的爱，你知道吗？
So beloved, do you know that this judgment is actually God's love?
审判是彰显，不管他将来审判教会，我慢慢要讲到的是教会，讲到那些世上的人，这个审判就是让他们能够悔改，能够归向神，对不对？
Whether this judgment is on the world, all the people, or on God's own church, the purpose is to have them return back to the Lord.
所以你看启示录最后的几章，你看几次提到他们在这样的灾难痛苦中间，他们竟然不悔改，还要来亵渎这一位神啊！他们不悔改，自私也不悔改，在这样的痛苦中间，他们也不愿意像浪子一样回头回到家来。
So you see, in toward the end of Revelation, even though the world is in such agony and affliction, but they are just like the prodigal son. They do not want to return to God.
这是今天人类的背业刚硬。
This is a man's hardness and also rebellion.
我们看见审判好不好？不是创造好不好？
Now, as we consider, is God's creation good?
你看第一章到最后怎么讲的？
And you see what God says in
六天万有都创造完了，神看甚好，这是从晚上到早晨，这是第六天，对不对？第六章的最后一节。
Genesis 1, toward the end, God says that God saw everything that He had made. Indeed, it was very good.
Very good.
Very good.
然后第二章呢？
So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now in chapter 2.
我们看见到第七天，神就安息了。
Here on the seventh day, God rested.
弟兄姊妹真是那样好吗？
Beloved, is it so good as it says here?
神真的在那里安息了吗？
Has God truly rested there?
你去看希伯来书一开始几章，神没有安息。
If you read the first few chapters of Hebrew, you could see that God has not rested.
神立了另有一个安息日的安息。
God has appointed another Sabbath day.
从创造以后一直到今天，神从来也没有安息过。
Ever since the creation until today, God has never rested.
是的，创造是甚好，但是这个好被撒旦、被罪、被人的悖逆完全破坏了。
Yes, the creation was very good, but this creation, this good, has now been destroyed by our sin, by Satan, by man's rebellion.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
最后写着审判。
In the end, through judgment.
到那时候，信天信地，有义居住在其中。这时候，我们的神就真正的安息了。到这个时候，神正看见那个信天，看见信地，看见他的信父，他的教会。哎呀，太好了，他真正的安息了。
Only when, on that day that the righteousness dwelt in the new heaven and new earth, then we see our God has rested, has seen His church, and has seen all His glory.
罪永远不会进来，悖逆永远不会进来。
So that,
他已经丢在硫磺火湖里。
At this point, sin, man's rebellion, will never enter into it because Satan has been thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
怎么样审判这个世界？
How does God judge the world?
神怎么能够恢复他所创造万有的那个秩序？
How can God actually restore the very sequence of His creation?
你看看今天世界的混乱。
Take a look at the world chaos.
我们看见这个世界是越来越乱了。
And we see the world has become more and more chaotic.
但世界全世界都在哪里乱？中东你看看，乱的没有办法收拾的。
And the whole world is full of this upheaval, and just think of the Middle East with all the chaos.
弟兄姊妹，注意中东的形势。
Brothers, please pay attention to the current events in Middle East.
第三次世界大战就是从哪里开始的？
The Third World War starts from there.
我们都知道哈米基督登大战，我们都知道亚述法哥的那个征战。
We all know about the Armageddon and also the war at Ashur.
我们看看中东的形势，我们看见主来的日子真是近了。神的审判，不管满鹰羔羊的愤怒，神的愤怒就要临到了。
As we look at the events in Middle East, then we know the fullness of God's wrath has come. The wrath of the Lamb and God's judgment will be poured out.
你看看美国的乱。
And also look at all the chaos in
America. 你看看最近美国的总统选举，你就知道美国的那种乱象啊。
If you look at the election of the presidential campaign, you will know how chaotic the whole country is.
美国从来没有选举像这个样的。
Never has America's election been like this time.
你看，照理应该讲，学校是一个最有秩序的一个地方，最安全的一个地方，最不乱的一个地方，就是学校嘛，接受那个高等教育的地方嘛。
And supposedly the higher ed education, the institution should be the safest and with the best order.
但是看看今天美国的学校。
But take a look at today's America's schools.
哎呀，你就看到这些学生拿枪。那种这种行为今天很普遍了，不出没有多少时候就发生了这些学校。
And you see students with guns, and every now and then such a prevalent situation that the massacre would occur.
我们听报纸听不知道到底正确，他说德州明年学生都可以带枪了。
I don't know if this is correct, but this is what I heard. Starting from next year in Texas, all the students could carry guns with them.
哎呀，你想一想，今后这个学校会变成一个什么地方？
Can you imagine what the school will be turned into?
就回到了几百年以前的西部卡boy，每个人都有枪的。
The whole country is from back into hundreds of years ago in Midwest, like cowboys, they always have guns with them.
所以不久，德州要回到他们过去的那一种心境了。
So very soon, the state of Texas will return to its previous state.
今天我同你有仇恨。
Today, if there is animosity between you and me,
怎么解决？
How do we solve this?
大家有枪。
We all have guns.
离开是公车。
And let's stand apart from each other 10 feet, 10 meters.
我也拿着枪。
You with your gun, I with mine.
很有礼貌。
Very polite.
1, 2, 3
shoot. Whoever moves fast.
单枪,
not only do they have one pistol, but they have both guns. Brother and sister, consider the society. Why is the whole society is so chaotic?
我们刚刚念的提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4 we just read.
我们刚刚念的审判。
And also all the verses about judgment.
保罗说我在神的面前并在那将来审判活人死人的主耶稣基督的面前凭着他的国度和显现祝福你们。
Paul says, I solemnly charge you before God and Christ Jesus who will judge the living and the dead by his appearing and his kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹接受审判你知道吗
Beloved, it's all three judgments.
大审判活人死人的主
He is the Lord who judges both the living and the dead.
我凭着他的国度显现在神的时候
by his appearing by his kingdom.
就是主来的以前国度来到的以前
That is before the kingdom before his appearance.
我要审判活人和死人
God will judge the living and the dead.
我今天没有时间讲审判活人
Today I do not have time to talk about judging the living.
活人就是教会
Living is the church.
基督里的这一班人
All the people in Christ Jesus who will be judged.
审判要从神的家开始
Judgment
彼得前书第四章
starts from the house of God in 1 Peter 4.
教会要受审判
So the church will be judged.
神的儿女要受审判
God's children will be judged.
不然教会怎么样复兴
Otherwise,
不然教会怎么样圣洁不然教会怎么能够有见证不然教会怎么能够预备信徒打扮整齐等候主耶稣的来到
Otherwise, how could the church be restored and be sanctified and be revived and be made ready to receive the bridegroom?
所以审判活人在基督里的都活了这个活 我下次讲
So here the verse says, He will judge the living, and as to this theme, I will talk about it next time.
他要审判活人，死人的主。
He is the Lord who judges the living and the dead.
有人解释这一段说，这个死人就是一千年，千年国结束的时候，不是大宝座的面前，所有死了的人都要活过来，阴间也好，大海也好，都要交出他们的死人来。他们都要复活在不是大宝座面前受审判他们要丢在硫磺火湖里面直到永远
Some people expound this passage saying the dead are those after a thousand years millennium all the dead will be raised to life so the sea and death will give out all the dead people they will all be judged before the great white throne judgment and thenDeath will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone.
当然这样讲法不能说错。
Of course, I cannot say this kind of view is wrong.
不过你看我们刚刚念的提摩太后书第四章这个死人就是不在基督里的在亚当里的他们虽然活着在神看他们也是死的。
But I believe...I believe the dead means those who are not in Christ, they are in Adam. So even though they are living, they are dead.
因为神看他们灵已经死掉了。
Because God, as God views them, their spirit is dead.
所有不信的人，对不起，我跟你讲这句话，你们是活着的死人。
Excuse me to say so, all the people who do not believe, you are the living dead.
因为你与神的交通已经隔绝了。
Because the fellowship with God is severed.
今天你还有机会能够恢复与神的关系。
Today you still have the chance to restore this relationship with God.
等到那一个时候，你就再也没有机会了。你要永永远远在死的中间，就是在地狱里面。
Don't wait until then, because by then you will not have the opportunity, and you will be forever in death.
这是第二次。
And this is the second death.
肉体的死还可以，这个死是最痛苦，最痛苦的。
The death of the flesh is bearable, but the second death is the most and the greatest painful thing.
感谢主已经为我们经历了这个最大的痛苦。
But we thank the Lord who has experienced the greatest anguish for us.
那就是十字架。
That is the cross.
所以我们感谢神。
So we give thanks to God.
我觉得这里的人，我刚才讲了，就是今天还活着的，不信主的。
So the dead here, I believe, are now today the living who do not believe in the Lord.
你若是去看《提撒罗尼迦后书》第一章的第四节开始。
If you read 2 Thessalonians 1, starting from verse 4.
提撒罗尼迦后书第一章第四节，保罗在这里感谢神。因为提撒罗尼迦教会他们在大的逼迫患难中他们还是能够忍耐他们能够受苦
Because here Paul gives thanks to God for the Thessalonian church because in this great affliction and trial they are able to endure the affliction
所以保罗为他们感谢神
Therefore Paul thank God for them
他说这是神公义判断的明证
Paul says that this is the God's manifest evidence for his righteous judgment.
你们是配进神的国的，你们是为这个国受苦的。
Because you're counted worthy to enter the kingdom of God for which you suffer.
但是神是公义的。
But God is righteous.
神要把患难加给那些加给你们患难的人，神要审判他们。
God will judge those and repay those with affliction who afflicted you.
到那时候，我们的主耶稣基督要用能力的天使在火焰中要显现，要临到这个大地。
And then our Lord Jesus with his mighty angels in flaming fire will come down to the earth.
他来做什么？
What will he come to do?
他要来审判。
He will come to judge.
他们要审判那些不认识神和不听从福音的人。他们要受报应。
He will judge those who do not know God, who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be recompensed.
他们要受刑罚。他们要受刑罚，永远离开主的面和他全能的荣光。
They will be punished with this eternal destruction.From the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power.
这个时候
at this time,
就是我们的主在众圣徒和信的人身上得着荣耀和显为稀奇的那一个日子。
This is the time, the day, our Lord will be glorified in His saints and be marveled at among all those who have believed in His name.
所以弟兄姊妹，教会要不要经过大灾难？
So beloved, does church have to go through the great tribulation.
教会到底是在审判大灾难以前被提呢，还是在大灾难以后被提？我想这些圣经你好好的念一念，你就能够清楚了。
So the church will be raptured before the great tribulation or after the great tribulation. I advise you to read this verse closely, then you will know the answer.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他要报应那些不认识神的人。
He will repay those who do not know God.
谁是不认识神的人？
Who are those who do not know God?
我告诉你，今天有很多人他说他认识神，很多人说他认识耶稣基督，很多人说他是基督徒。
Let me tell you that today there are so many people who say who know God, who know Christ Jesus, and who are Christians.
其实他们不认识。
But actually, do they know or not?
什么叫认识？ Genosko， 希腊文里面的 Genosko。我们就看见这个认识不是一般我知道你你知道我
Now this word know in Greek is gnosko It's not the common knowing between you and me
主耶稣说我认识我的羊我的羊也认识我他们也跟从我正像我认识父和父认识我 一样，就是用这个认识 genos go。
Lord Jesus says, I know my sheep and they know me, just as I know the Father, Father knows me. That's the same word genos go used here.
这个认识是与主有一个生命的连接，有一个爱的连接，有一个永远的连接啊，这叫认识。
This knowing is the union of love, a union of eternity, and a union of intimacy.
这个字在马太福音第一章最后的一节圣经你去看，那时候约瑟就听了神使者的话，就把玛利亚就娶过来了，但是呢没有和他同房，只等到那个儿子生下来，取名叫耶稣。所以约瑟虽然把玛利亚娶过来了，但是他们没有同房过，没有认识过，就是这个认识。一等到那个儿子生下来，就是主耶稣出来，然后他们在同房的。
The same know is used in the very end of first chapter of Matthew. After the angels of God appeared to Joseph, Joseph took Mary in, but never had any intercourse with her. Only after Jesus was born that he would come to know her.
弟兄姊妹，这就是夫妻之间的那一种亲密的关系，不能离开，不能离婚，这能够一直到永远的那个婚姻的中间的，因为有这一个关系，认识的关系在里头。
Beloved, this is the kind of relationship, the kind of knowing that's so intimate, so inseparable, that can never be severed unto eternity.
地多书第一章最后一节这么讲，地多书第一章保罗讲，他们说是认识神，行事却与他相反的。他们是可憎的，是悖逆的，在一切的善事上都是可被弃绝的。他们说是认识神，行事与神相悖的。今天这些人太多太多太多。
Today there are so many people, too many of them. They profess to know God, but in words they deny Him.
你看见他们行的什么事？
What things they do?
看见最近的一个新闻 ，NBA 的一个打球的，在两三年以前是 NBA 里面一个非常有名的一个球员，他为因着他得到几次的合人，这个 Laker 得到了几次的冠军，这个冠军呢
？Have you recently read about the news? This is a very famous basketball player for Lakers because two or three years ago he got championship several times for this team.
你知道他做了什么？他是基督徒。
And he's a Christian.
他做了些什么事？
Do you know what he did?
他怎么会失去自觉的？
How did he become unconscious?
他到妓院里面，这是一个合法的妓院，你知道吗？几天要花75,000块住在这样一个豪华的旅馆里，做什么？招妓女。
Do you know what he did? He went to a brothel. This is a legal brothel. It's going to cost you thousands of dollars for a day. And he stayed there for several days.
结果呢，他还要吃这种兴奋的药，还要吃什么 cocaine 这种毒药，结果过量了，结果失去了他的知觉。
At the same time, he also took in Viagra and also all the drugs. So in the end, he lost his conscience.
他也离过婚，现在一个太太，反正就是同居就是了。他还要去妓院里去。弟兄姊妹，这是个认识神的人，你知道吗？是不是个认识神的人？
He divorced his wife. Right now, he stays with his partner, but still, he went to the brothel. Is this a person who knows God?
我们看见好多的亲戚朋友都是基督徒啊，所谓的基督都认识，去为他祷告。
And then again, we read about news that so many of his relatives and friends went over to pray for him.
那个民权的牧师也是基督徒，叫什么叫？忘掉他的姓名。他也是黑人，也去为他祷告。
That very famous black pastor. He also went over to pray for him.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，保罗在提摩太后书第二章，他有句话说：“神的稳固的根基已经立住了。”上面有这个印记说：“主认识谁是属于他的人，凡口里称呼主啊，总要离开不义。”
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, we read that the solid foundation of God has been established, and He knows who is His, and everyone who named the name of the Lord has to depart from this uncleanness.
所以这几章圣经也很清楚的不测了那些为恩典认的那些恩典
so,
对不对
So you put all these verses together, they simply refute all the statements of those people who are hyper Calvinism. They say it's grace, grace alone.
到那时候神来的时候都要审判这些人
When God comes, He will judge all these people
他还要审判马太福音十三章他要把白子麦子从他的国里面跳出来就是那些死人其实是死的他也当作是基督徒
And also when He comes it's just like it said in Matthew chapter 13 out of His kingdom He willtake out all those who offend, all those who practice lawlessness, all these Christians.
马太福音第二十五章，我们看到主耶稣要与这些天使、众天使一同降临，坐在他荣耀的宝座上。他要审判，审判谁呀？把羔羊、山羊、绵羊分开。我们都知道马太福音二十五章。
And also in Matthew 25, we know that the Lord will come.In His glory with His angels and sit on the throne of His glory and then He will separate the goats from the sheep He will separate from one from another just as the shepherd separates the goats from sheep
他要审判羔羊死人审判绵羊活人
He will judge the living and the dead among the sheep and among the goats
山羊丢在硫磺火湖里面，绵羊只是一人呢，要在神的国里。
All those goats will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, and all those sheep will enter into the kingdom of God, the righteous ones.
我们看见二十四章，他要审判死人或者那一个假的那个仆人。
And also in Matthew 24, we read about the judgment God will enter onto all those.Servant.
这个仆人说主来的日子没有这么快的他就与那些醉酒的人一同吃喝还要打他的同伴主来的时候突然来到了重重的这把他的腰中间把他斩断
Because this servant said my lord is the delay coming so he starts beating his fellow servants and eats and drink with the drunkards and on the day when he is not looking for his master at the time he is not aware of the master of the household comes back and will cut him in two
把他和法利赛人同罪一样的罪
and also appoint his portion with the hypocrites
弟兄姊妹，法利赛人去看二十三章，他们要到地狱去受审判，加重的审判，在地狱里假冒伪善的人。
And these are the Pharisees in Matthew 23, because they will be judged, thrown into the lake of fire. This is the judgment starting from the house.
这个仆人不是不忠心，他根本与主没有关系的。若是你去看路加福音第十二章就是讲这件事讲得更清楚要把他腰斩断同那些不信的人一同的定罪不信的人怎么定罪到那里去他也要跟着不信的人永远的活乎黑暗的里面哀哭岂不是直到永远
This servant is judged not because he's not faithful but simply because he is not a Christian at all Because if you read the matching Luke matching verse in Luke 22, Luke 12, it speaks of the same thing, and there it says that he will be assigned in a place of the unbeliever. They will be punished in the lake of fire and brimstone in darkness. They will be weeping and gnashing their teeth.
这个人就像犹大一样,
just like Judas, God's servant.
哎呀，亲爱弟兄姊妹，接着审判。
My beloved, this is all true judgment. There is much more that I want to share with you.
今天我已经对不起，我超过了十分钟。
But I'm sorry, I passed ten minutes already.
哇，这今天是十月份了，要明年我们再见
了。Now it's October. I won't see you until next year.
我想我们若是神感动我，我继续讲下去。
If the Lord so touches my heart, I will continue on this theme.
假如我活着，我再继续同你们交通下去。
If I am still alive, I will continue to share with you on the theme.
哎呀，我们的人生真不知道明天呐。
Because we simply do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
明天会发生什么事，我们真不知道。
We have no idea what holds tomorrow.
他生了肺癌，是第四期末期了。当他发现已经是末期第四，你知道肺炎是。最快的最危险的最痛苦的一个病今天大陆男人最多的就是肺癌
When a sister of my fellowship is diagnosed as having this lung cancer and at the fourth stage this is the terminal stage and you understand this lung cancer is the fastest and the most painfulmost difficult to treat. And today in China, the highest rate to get a cancer for men is to get this kind of lung cancer.
他已经过了差不多两年了，到今年一月份就是两年了。一般肺癌是三个月到六个月，我看见好几个都是三个月、六个月就过去了。
Usually, the life expectancy for a lung cancer patient is 3 to 6 months, but this, for this sister, by the end of this year, it's going to be the second year.
我们知道你们中间以前在你们中间的位弟兄生生家病，听说他也是肺癌，就三个月的时间。
And a brother who used to gather with you, brother Sun Jiading, I was told.That he also had lung cancer and he lasted only for 3 months.
当然他比较年纪大了，大概可能比我还大一点。我们这个姊妹大概六十岁还不到。
Of course, he was older, probably older than I and the sister I talk about is not even 60 years old.
感谢主，他有了一个复兴，因着这个病，属灵上有一个大复兴。
Oh, I thank the Lord because the sickness, she now has this spiritual revival.
实在有非常好的见证。
And she really has such wonderful testimony.
她说我就向神求就要再活两年我就满足了两年。
She said that I pray to God, Lord, just give me 2 more years and I will be satisfied.
想不到礼拜五上午她过去了。非常的突然。
Little did we know that last Friday morning, she passed away. It's all of a sudden.
她过去了。
She passed away.
有很多的朋友到她家里来看她，大概太累了。她又带他们到法拉逊去。哎呀，一定是太累。她本来每天都下肚子，她吃种特效药，这个反应大得不得了。但是这个姊妹非常的坚强，聚会从来不会停的，就是在痛苦在身体不好虚弱他还是来主日最少他一定会来的
This sister recently had so many people coming to her house and she had to take them to Flushing every day and she is on a very strong antibiotic and as far as she is concerned she was very strong if possible and she always come to Sunday meeting she must be very tired
他们在一个饭店里面，他突然，他对到先生说，他弟兄说，哎呀，我难过得不得了，我闷了，这个胸里很闷。他说我走下去走一走，他说我下去走一走。
And it's just last Friday that she was having a meal with her husband in a restaurant, and all of a sudden she didn't feel so well, and she felt there was such a heavy weight upon her chest. So she told her husband, I don't feel well. I want to go downstairs to take a walk outside.
结果先生就跟着她一起下楼。
So her husband followed her downstairs.
刚刚走到底下。
The very moment she came down to the bottom of the stairs.
突然的没有呼吸了，倒在她先生的怀里，这个先生就抱住她，这么气就断了，就这么一下子。
And unexpectedly, all of a sudden, she breathed her last. She breath. She collapsed in her husband's arm, and then she passed away.
神好像没有听他的祷告，让他再活两年，没有。神的路是高过我们的路，神的意念是高过我们的意，感谢神。
It seems that God did not answer her prayer to ask for another 2 years, but God's ways are not our ways, and His thoughts are not our thoughts.
有一天他见了主面，他会明白为什么两年他还没有活到再活两年。
One day when she sees the Lord, she will understand why God has denied her prayers for another 2 years.
这提醒了我。
And brother and sister, this just reminds me.
所以我刚刚讲明天我不知道。
So that's why I tell you.
是不是还活着？
I don't know if I have tomorrow, whether I am alive.
我们就把自己完全交托给主。
We could only totally commit ourselves to the Lord.
让我们活在地上有这么一天，我们激烈的追求。
So,
只有一个标杆，我们忘记背后，努力面前，我们都要去建筑，离世与基督同在，好的，无比的。
So as long as God has granted us this one day, let's all press on, strive toward the goal, forgetting the things that are behind, reaching for the things that are forward, because to be with the Lord is far much better.
不要再浪费我们的时间。
Do not waste any more of your time.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, let's pray.
父神，我们敬拜你，赞美你，我们感谢你，我们以感谢为祭，我们献给你。
Father God,
我们欢呼说出说说你在我们身上一切的作为。
Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we offer to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and gladly we declare all your works in us.
感谢主，你叫我们在基督里已经得到了这一切的丰盛。
We thank you that in Christ you have given us all this fullness.
我们在基督里已经成了一个新造的人。
In Christ we have all become a new creation.
主啊，愿你继续带领我们前面的路。
Lord, may you continue to lead our way.
但愿是主般恩典的神在基督里召我们得享你永远的荣耀，叫我们在忍受苦难以后，你要亲自的成全我们，坚固我们，加力量给我们，但愿荣耀全能都归给你，从今时一直到永远。
May the God of all grace who has called us into his glory after we have suffered a while strengthen, perfect, settle, establish us. May all the glory and power be unto him from now on until forever.
那照我们是信实的，你必定要成就这事。
Faithful is he who calls us, he will bring this to pass.
把我们中间每一位交托给主。
We simply commit every one of us to the Lord.
让你的教会交托给主。
Commit the church to you.
让我们一天天的改变，一天天的变化，基督在我们身上越来越加增。我们越来越减少。
Daily transform and change us, so that daily Christ will increase, we will decrease.
主，让我们在你恩典之上，我们都能够长进。
Oh Lord, help us to grow in your grace and knowledge.
这样祷告祈求，信耶稣基督的名。
We ask and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.